have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. We are grateful and thankful unto him, and we bless the name of the Lord. The Bible says the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run in and are saved. But before I go any further, let us pray. Father, we thank you for blessing us with our lives, our health, and our strength. We thank you for being the great God that you are. God, you are El Shaddai, the God that is more than enough. And I know, God, that you will give us more than enough of your word, that we can live exceedingly abundantly, more than we can ask or think. We thank you for the greatness of your son Jesus that came down to die for all of our sins. And today we live under the operation of grace because of what he did. And we're not worthy of this grace, but we're grateful for this grace. We're thankful for your son coming to shed his shed blood. And we thank you that the season that we're still in somewhat of the representing or thanking you for the birth of your son, because you sent your son to be born to die for all our sins, and we're grateful, God. Now, I ask God that you anoint me for this service. Use me like never before. Let the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Then cover my preparation that you want me to say, put it in my spirit right now. And Lord, if there's anything that I did cover my preparation that you don't want me to say, take it from my mind. Let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer, and I give you all the glory and all the praise. It's in Jesus' matchless, marvelous, majestic, and holy name I do pray. I thank you, God. Amen. Amen. We thank God for another opportunity to share this great gospel. We as Christians, not just preachers, pastors, teachers, evangelists, things, or people of the fivefold ministry, but every one of us ought not take it lightly when we have the opportunity to share this great gospel, whether it's through verbal means, whether it's through social media or sending an email or sending a text to someone. No matter how you spread this gospel, it's not unimportant and it's not in vain. We must all be ministers of this great gospel. Yes, we might not have a title or may not be called into the fivefold ministry gifts, but all of us can tell somebody about Jesus. I'm reminded of a song when I was a little boy that they used to sing. It said, I got to tell somebody about Jesus. How he set me free, how he gave me the victory. I got to tell somebody about Jesus. Tell somebody about the goodness of the Lord. And people of God, that's what we got to do. This world is in a shambles at this time. The world is in chaos. So much going on. So many things are happening. So many people are dying. So many people are struggling and going through so many crises. We must tell these people about the hope. And the hope is in Jesus. The hope is in his word. He tells us that he will never leave us nor forsake us. Lo, he will be with us all the way until the end of the earth. We got to let this world know that there is hope. Yes, it may not look like a cure is available for this coronavirus, but there is hope in Jesus. He is a healer. It may look like the government is all chaotic and wild and crazy and doing any and everything it wants to do, and with the people that are members of the different legislative bodies. But people of God, let me tell you, when God is in control, and when you serve the God that know how to calm the raging sea, you don't have to worry, you don't have to fret. I don't care what the news is putting out. I don't care what it may seem like. It don't matter what it may feel like. God will take care of his own. We are his children and the sheep of his pasture, and he won't leave us alone, and he will take care of us. That is not what I want to speak about tonight, but I just needed to encourage the body of Christ that we're going to be all right. God has us in his hand, and we're going to be taken care of. He told us that he will never leave us. He told us he will never forsake us. He is always with us. We will come out on victory side, and I thank God for that. Bible tells us in Isaiah 54:17, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against us in judgment, thou shalt condemn. So no weapon, it won't prosper. It may form. The weapon of poverty may form. The weapon of sickness may form. The weapon of people coming up against us and persecuting us and just all kind of manner of evil against us. They may form, but it won't prosper. We win. We win in Jesus' name. God will have us to win. Matter of fact, this is 2022. We can rejoice and know that this is a new season. It's a new day. A fresh anointing has come our way. This is a season of power, a season of prosperity. We win. We won because we have the power of God on our side. And Jesus, as our Savior, has already given us the victory. I love this scripture. Nay in all these things, nay in sickness, nay in poverty, nay in backbiting and people lying and gossiping against us, nay in being ridiculed and persecuted for righteousness' sake, nay in any attack that the enemy and whoever he uses tries to attack us, nay in all these things, we are more than a conqueror. We're not just conquerors. We're more than a conqueror through him that loved us. So we can trust and rest in the promises of God that we are going to win. We have won, and God is in control, and we're going to be all right. So I want you to be encouraged, people of God. Everything is going to be all right. But let me give you some advice, because we are in a war. We are fighting. We're fighting against the wiles of the devil. We are fighting in the invisible enemy. We may not see them visibly working, but he works in people, through people, and he uses all kind of tactics and devices to discourage us, to defeat us, to throw us off track. But people of God, as I forestated, we win. And he gave us some instructions in 2 Timothy, 2nd chapter, beginning at verse 3. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Paul is telling this young pastor, Timothy, and he's also speaking to us today in 2022, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. He's letting this young pastor know that hardness, troubles, trials, situations, sicknesses, and diseases, things will come and occur in our lives. I don't care how saved you are. There will be problems. There will be troubles. There will be trials. But I'm so confident in the word of God. Psalm 34:19 tells us, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver us out of them all. We know that we're going to have problems, but endure while you're going through the problem, because you're going through, because on the other side of through, there's victory, there's joy, there's peace. Even in the midst of what you're going through, the fruit of the Spirit, if you are filled with the Spirit, is with you, and you can endure that hardness. That's what makes us have the ability and the power through God and his Holy Spirit to get through troubled times. When we have Jesus and his Holy Spirit is dwelling in us, no matter what is thrown our way, we can endure. We can endure as a good soldier. We don't want to just be a soldier, but we want to be good soldiers. We want the world to see our light. The Bible tells us to let our light so shine that men will see our good works and glorify God. How can they see it if it's not visible? So we got to let our light shine so people can see us being the good soldier through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So we need a relationship with Jesus Christ. We need to read his word and find out how to be a good soldier. Well, here goes one way to be a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man, verse 4 of 2 Timothy 2, and beginning at verse 4 here, no man that warreth entangles himself with the affairs of this life. That's the A portion. I just want to stop there for a moment. No man, nor woman that war. That means you're fighting on God's side. Warreth entangle himself with the affairs of this life. So many of us are fighting battles that we ought not be entangled in fighting. We're trying to control others. We can't control others and be successful. It doesn't work. We're trying to handle and our finances on our own. We're trying to handle so many of life's situations that we need to turn over to Jesus and consult him and his word on how to overcome, how to defeat the enemy, how to navigate through these problems, these troubles and trials. If we would just stop a minute before we try to figure out in our own small, finite mind and just try to figure out, Lord, what way would you have me to go? What are you trying to teach me? What's my plan? What plan do you have for me to go upon? I want to do things your way. My grandfather used to sing a song that I loved for him to sing. One of my favorite songs I loved for him to sing was Let Me Lean On You. The song said, let me lean on you. My body gets tired. My soul needs rest. Oh, Lord, let me lean on you. But I've learned in my little life, before your body gets tired, before your soul needs rest, how about you run to God first? Go to him first. Say, Lord, what direction should I take? Lord, how should I handle this situation? Lord, how should I handle my finances? Lord, what do I need to do to enhance and better my health? I know that you said that you heal us and you give us divine health, but there are so many aids that God has in this world that will help us, that we can live a better life. We can eat better. We can drink more water. We can exercise. We can be doing things that we need to do to enhance our health, that God has given us natural remedies to do, and we don't have to worry about trying to put so much man-made medicine that is not always so good for. I'm not telling you not to take medicine and a medicine is bad, but there's so much natural remedies out there that God has given us the clue and how to handle. We should be seeking him for his direction. How do I become this good soldier of Jesus Christ? Well, first you need to consult the Lord. Lord, how do I be a soldier of Jesus Christ? He gives us the word. The first thing we ought to do is follow the plan and the way of God. God, how do you want me to go about my day? How do you want me to handle this person that's getting on my last nerve? He said, be angry, but sin not. How do I be healed? We declare healing over our body. We pray and ask God, and he will give us the healing divinely that we need. And then he will give us ways how we can stay not just healed, but walk in divine health. That is something that my apostle has been stressing over the last couple of years, that she walks in divine health. And I didn't understand, what is divine health? I've always heard of healing, but divine health. Divine health is living that life healthily that God would have us to live. And that is, through his word, he tells us different things that we ought to eat. Then there's different things that we ought to abstain from. I am a lover of pork. I love my favorite food is ribs. I love pork chops. I love neck bones. I'm from the country, if you can't tell by now. I love bacon. I love those things. But those things don't love our bodies necessarily. So we have to learn how to abstain or don't eat so much of, you know, a lot of us, my apostle said one day, and it really made a lot of sense. She said, a lot of us are digging our graves with a fork and a knife. And a spoon. And at first I didn't get it, but I understood it a couple minutes later that we're eating the wrong things. That's why we're not walking in divine health. He said that he wants us to prosper, be in health, even as our soul prospers. So how do we prosper and be in health? Because if we're not healthy, it's hard to be a good soldier fighting the good fight of faith when all you can worry about is, I'm sick. I'm sick. I'm right with this disease. I'm right with that disease. And some of these diseases that we get are not because they just came upon us, but because our health and the things that we are consuming, eating, are not the best, that God and his word is not prescribing for us to eat. And it's time for us to be good soldiers. We need to eat right. We need to eat right physically, but we also need to eat right spiritually. What you mean by that, Brother Tarice? Well, some of us are eating from the wrong spiritual tables. Some of us are eating from tables that God did not ordain for us to eat on. Some of us are not eating the Word of God personally. We're not reading it for ourselves, and we're listening to people that don't have spiritual revelation from the Holy Ghost to be preaching or teaching the gospel to anyone, and we're listening to them from remedies and ways, and God is not pleased. And we're wondering why our life is spiraling out of control, because we're doing methods that we want to do, but we're not following the methods of Christ Jesus. That's why it's so important, because the Bible tells us in 2 Timothy 2:15 to study, to show thyself approved as a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing truth. It's time for us as individuals to get in our word and study the word of God so we can live a life to the full in abundance till it overflows. That's John 10:10 in the Amplified Version. God wants us to live the best life. He wants us to be a good soldier of Jesus Christ. So how do we endure? We endure with the word. When troubles come our way, we can put the word on those situations. Sickness may come. I am healed by his stripes. And we can talk about how he, talk about how God made a way out of no way. When we live the way that he wants us to live and follow his plan, which is his word, we can speak the word of God and it will change any and every situation in our life. If we are struggling in our finances, Deuteronomy 8 and 18 tells us he gives us the power to get wealth. That comes from, if you're not tithing, you're not giving in offerings, let me tell you something right now. You can pray for money all you want. If you're not taking that step of faith and paying your tithe and giving an offer, you are cursed with a curse, the Bible says. But people of God, if you would take that test, I ain't worrying about if you're sowing good ground, you know that the money is being used for the upbuilding of the kingdom. Don't worry about, well, what are they doing this? What are they doing that? If God leads you to a ministry and you're a part of that ministry, it is your duty, it is your obligation as a Christian and as a part of that ministry to sow into that ministry, sow into that good ground. Because it's not just going to be a blessing to the ministry, but it's a blessing to you and your finances. And God wants us to be financially taken care of. God wants us to live in abundance to the overflow until it overflows. But we must do what we got to do. It's kind of like I heard a preacher say this one time. He said, if you do your part, God going to take care of his part. God will do what his word say do. You can stand on his word. It will come through. So being a good soldier of Jesus Christ, endure that hardness as a good soldier. Endure ridicule. Endure persecution. When sickness tries to attack your body, when poverty tries to come and invade your life, when people come up against you and try to persecute you and falsely accuse you of things, when all kind of problems try to go your way, endure it with hardness. Don't give up. Don't give in. I know that you sometimes get discouraged. I know when people get a bad health report, it may send them into depression. But stand on his word, by his stripes you are healed. Stand on his word that he is the God that healeth thee. When things try to attack your finances, say what Deuteronomy 8:18 says. It is God that give us the power to get well. And talk about what it says. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. You got to speak the word against those problems. When you're dealing with folks, that's difficult. Nay, and all these things, I'm more than a conqueror. I'm going to overcome this. I'm going to conquer this thing. I'm going to be all right. They may be coming up against me, but Psalm 34:19 tells me, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord shall deliver me out of them all. I'm going to be all right. You got to speak over your situation. You got to speak the word over your situation. It may not look good. It may not seem good, but I believe God. It may not look like it's going to work in your favor, but you still got to have faith. Abraham believed in hope against hope. Do you believe that Jesus will take care of you, that Jesus will look out for you, that he will bring you out on victory side? It doesn't matter how it looks. It may look bad. It may look impossible, but with God, all things are possible to him that believe. Stay in faith and be a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Don't entangle yourself with the affairs of this life. Don't get entangled with the craziness, the chaos that's going on in this world. Entangle yourself in that word. Get engulfed in that word. Let it be like your necessary food. I love to eat. I love good food. But I'm going to tell you something. I love this word more. I love what this Bible says. John, when he was on the Isle of Patmos, the Bible talks about the angel told him to eat the book. People of God, it's time for us to eat the book. What book? What you mean eat the book? Eat the spiritual book, the spiritual food that God has in his word so that we can live a life in victory. Scripture goes on to say, verse 4, no man warreth and tangle himself with the affairs of this life that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. Child of God, you've been chosen. You've been chosen to serve in this great army. And you've not just been chosen by anyone or anything. You've been chosen by God. God has chosen you to fight the good fight of faith. God has chosen you to let your light shine that men will see your good works and glorify you. God has chosen you to be the head and not the tail. God has chosen you to be above and not beneath. God has chosen you to be the lender and not the borrower. God has chosen you to be healed, delivered, and set free. God has chosen you to exceed abundantly more than you can ask or think. God has chosen you to be great in him, through him, and for him. Walk in what he's chosen you to be, a good soldier. Be the good soldier. How do I be a good soldier? Live according to his word. It doesn't matter what's going on around you. Trust God and his word. Read his word. Study his word so you can live his word. I tell people all the time, it's very hard to live what you don't know. But if you get in his word and you stay in his word, God's word will work in your life. The Donald Lawrence and the Tri-City Mass Choir sing a song that said, let the word do the work. If you let God's word do the work, you will come out on victory's side. I feel led to share this with you. This is a daily confession. I follow Creflo Dollar, and I listen at his confession every morning. He does a Psalm 91 equipped confession, and that's one of my favorite confessions as well. I get on, log on every morning with him to listen to him. But I want to give you another confession that I was given a few years ago, and this is what I say every morning. Daily confession of faith. In Christ, I'm an anointed and powerful person of God. I'm a joint heir with Jesus and more than a conqueror. I'm a doer of the word of God and a channel for his blessing. If God be for me, who can be against me? I'm blessed coming in. I'm blessed going out. My enemies are fleeing before me. God is commanding his blessing on my storehouse. He is opening his good treasures. I shall lend and not borrow. I'm the head and not the tail. He has given me power to make wealth. I dwell in the secret place. I have his protection and provision. God is my refuge, my fortress. I'm not afraid of the snare of the fowler. No evil shall befall me. No plague shall come down my dwelling. God has given his angels charge over me. They're bearing me up lest I dash my foot against a stone, as declared in Psalm 91. 1 Peter 2:9 establishes, I'm a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. I'm a peculiar person, called out of darkness into his marvelous light. 1 Peter 2:24 states, I've been healed through the stripes of Jesus. Cancer, sugar diabetes, heart disease, sickness, afflictions, infections, or any other disease cannot enter my body. I'm without spot or blemish. An intercessor, the righteousness of God, saved and washed in the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Every tongue which rises against me in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of God, of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord. I am saved from the wrath by him and justified by the blood of the Lamb. Lord, I pray that those may prosper that love Jerusalem, and that peace be within them and prosperity in their houses, according to Psalm 122:6-9. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That is my daily confession of faith, because I believe God and his word. You speak his word and you stand on his word, it shall come to pass. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that we're able to stand on your word and we can live your word, and the word will live in us, and we can live a life that's victorious in you. You came that we might have life and have it more abundantly, and we thank you for having mercy and grace upon us that are not worthy of your mercy and grace, but yet you loved us. Yet while we were sinners, you died for us, and we thank you for it. Now, Father, I ask that you bless the Elation Family Network. And it's God that you open up doors that no man can close, that you do a great and mighty work in Sister Kimmy. I ask God that you bless every hand that is a part of this ministry, that it grows and flourish. 2022 is the year for breakthrough and newness with Elation. We're going higher than we've ever been before, and we thank you for blessing this network. It's in Jesus Christ's name that we pray. Amen.
Come on, somebody, if you know you've been redeemed and the Son has set you free, you are open up your mouth and give him all the praise and all the glory and all the honor that's due his name.
Because you deserve it. God for freedom.
redemption is my song to sing. I am free.
I'm free to
lift my hands. Holy Father, I'm free to worship you.
Free to worship.
Oh God, yeah. Oh, yes, I am free. Redemption is my song to sing. I am free.
Yeah.
I'm free to lift my hands. Heavenly Father, I'm free to worship you. You free. You are the only.